miles from London, which you can see on a clear day. One of the brilliant things about Ventnor is that someone actually said to me these words, "Don't get me started on the sweet corn fair." I have to tell you, in cities, it's quite rare to hear that. I'm very pleased to be able to say that Jim, who said that, is here. You are someone who also said that you felt Ventnor is the capital of the world. What?
Sure.
Give us a reason, if you can. Ventnor is the capital of the world.
Of all the places I've ever been, it's probably the most beautiful place in the world, and it's the most laid-back place in the world, and it's always 5 degrees warmer than it is everywhere else.
Thanks very much, Jim. And I would say if you can manage to get up the hills, you can imagine you can see whatever you want up there, because Ventnor is a magnificent collection of random objects. Palm trees, dinosaurs, wall lizards, 1930s underground trains that don't quite reach to Ventnor, a lonely escalator, garlic ice cream. It wouldn't surprise you here if someone said, "Where you're from, doesn't everyone have a fridge in a tree?" It's just... it's brilliantly random. I came here on holiday when I was 14, brought here by my mum and dad, and one night we went out to something that they were going to where there was a band playing, one of them sort of bands that that generation liked. And then they said, "Oh, does anybody want to get up and do a bit?" And they sort of expected someone was going to get up and sing My Way or something. And I got up and told these jokes that I remembered off the telly. And I was trying to think where it was that I'd done it. It was the first time I ever performed live. And I think it was here. I reckon it was... So I will leave you, Ventnor, with a poem written by Lord Tennyson, one of many Victorians who loved to visit here. And thank you very, very much for listening. I'll leave you with this beautiful poem. At the risk of sounding mushy, I think this sums up Ventnor, as Lord Tennyson said himself. "Shimmering crystal sands, that's Ventnor. No morbid soul could put a dent in her, with warmth to nurture palm tree or koala. Muster strength to climb the hill, gaze out to sea, and then you will see upside down as far as Guatemala." the Lord wrote a second verse. "An isle within an isle, that's Ventnor, regret no pound or moment spent in her, where homes that slide down hills are celebrated. For Sandown may be nearer, but it's closer to Madeira. But in all this heat, my pen's evaporated." Thank you very much.
Mark Steele's In Time was written and performed by Mark Steele, with additional material by Pete Sinclair. It was produced in Ventnor by Carl Cooper. It was a BBC Studios production.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.